Well, thanks to all of our listeners who, A, are astute in their listening habits.
All of them are astute.
Because they pay attention clearly to what we're saying.
Uh-oh.
Second, they respond.
Uh-huh.
And so let's address some of these.
Okay.
Joint concerns of them listening and dressing.
Concerns?
Number one. Oh. Ashley, 3 exclamation points.
Oh, no, what?
Kansas, carry on, my wayward son.
I know. I knew it. You guys heard me singing. You knew. I just couldn't get to the thing.
But the name of the game is to name the title of the song.
Everybody doesn't know every name of every song.
That, by the way, is from Karen.
You knew I was there.
But they weren't done with you.
How come they never have anything to say for you? Why is it always Ashley with 3 exclamation points?
Because you're the one getting in trouble. That's why. This is from Coach. Yeah. Ashley, really? The growest sport?
Oh, I thought he said growingest.
Do you mean? You did say grow. In fact, Coach, let me go back, and here is the actual broadcast from yesterday.
I think it's like the growingest sport right now.
Growingest is what she said. He said, don't you mean the most growing recreational sport? It's big with older people, Coach Rick. So he's just correcting a little grammar. You said growingest.
Isn't that a phrase?
Growingest?
I thought it was.
Let's get Karen, our teacher, who already exclaimed, carry on my wayward son, on there. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think that's an actual word. Let me just say that the superlative.
The fastest growing. I really thought.
Superlative of growing is not growingest.
Well, I thought they used that in NASCAR all the time. The growingest word. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
I probably am.
Anyway, thanks listeners for getting in touch with our show. At 888-922-7234. Keep listening very intently, very clearly, very astutely.
Oh, yeah, and keep correcting me because I love it.
Keep correcting Ashley all the time.
It's my favorite. In fact, that should be a new game on the show.
Oh, it's already in play. We do it every day. All right, let's get to news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, in a groundbreaking decision, the FCC has mandated that internet service providers must now display a, quote, nutrition label for the broadcast packages. Kind of in a similar format to the food that you know, on the side that you see on the food packages. These labels, effective as of this week, are designed to provide consumers with clear information, prices, data allowances, speeds, all kinds of stuff for both home and mobile. And I'm like, that would be nice to instead of burying it all in the fine print.
Yeah.
Now I can actually see it. It makes sense. So if you miss the days when everybody left a voicemail, remember, leave a message after the beep. We'll call you back.
Uh-huh.
After the beep is a website maybe we should bookmark. It's where users can leave anonymous voicemails for others to hear. You can leave a message. You can call the number on the screen. You can listen to other people's messages. It's after the beep.tel. In fact, maybe we'll do that here in a minute.
Okay.
So in the theaters this weekend, oh, this one looks good. The Long Game. There's also Damaged, the re-release of Shrek 2, and a reboot of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Then on TV, Oscar. I'm not kidding you.
This is what we're doing is re-releasing films now to make good for the lack of actual great movie making.
I guess. Their job is to get butts in seats, right?
Okay.
And on TV, Oscar nominee Ryan Gosling is set to host SNL for the third time.
Okay.
He's going to do that, obviously, Saturday night. He will be joined by three-peat musical guest Chris Stapleton.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, is it going to be good? And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, the 12th day of April. It is 4/12/24, day 103 of the year. 263 days left in this year. Who has birthdays? Right at the very top, he had a hit, although he was already an established jazz musician. But a lot of the world didn't get to know him until he made the song Rocket. It appeared
Herbie
on the chart. Herbie Hancock
is
now 84 years old.
I remember that. Wasn't that the walking
with the
video?
Legs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. John K. F. Steppenwolf is 80 years old. Two TV dads have the same birthday, a year apart.
Ooh.
Ed O'Neill from Married with Children and Modern Family, 78. Dan Loria from The Wonder Years is 77.
Happy birthday.
This guy, he had a career on television for a while. David Letterman is now 77 years old. Andy Garcia is 68. Vince Gill is 67 years old. He's an eagle, and he still makes you cry with his songs. Shannon Doherty, oh boy, she's got some health issues.
Yeah.
She has a birthday today, though. She's 53.
Happy birthday.
Claire Danes, 45. Jennifer Morrison, 45. Easton Corbin's 42. Brooklyn Decker is 37. Saoirse Ronan is 30. And Zach Bryan is 28. It's a lot of birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
It happened on this date in history in 1892. The very first portable typewriter was patented.
Tom Hanks probably owns that one, too.
I'm sure he does. Now, guessing aloud here, they were not portable before, is my guess. And so they must have been the size of the Gutenberg press.
I was just going to say, how do you make...
Stationary. Yeah. In 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets recorded Rock Around the Clock, which a year later would help launch a music genre known as rock and roll.
How about that? I wonder if that's why everybody called Halley's Comet Haley's Comet.
In 61, Yuri Gagarin became the first man to fly in space. I love that name because it sounds like a Jerry Lewis exclamation. Yuri Gagarin! In 1999, it's never too late to do the right thing. A 75-year-old German war veteran apologized to an 87-year-old French woman for stealing her ham during the war in 1944.
Wow.
55 years later, he returned, found her, and bought her a ham.
Huh.
Never too late to do the right thing.
That's true.
And in 2007, the Forever stamp went on sale.
Mm-hmm.
That we could perhaps put to bed the question, are they truly forever?
Yes.
Whenever you buy them, at whatever price point, they will still be good forever.
Which you might want to buy some more because I heard, I have it confirmed, that there's a, they just raised them four or five months ago. Looks like they might be doing it again.
That's
so
fabulous.
Buy them now.
I've got a price story later on. Special events for today. Drop Everything and Read Day.
Okay.
International Day for Street Children. International Day of Human Space Flight because of Yuri Gagarin. Bookmobile Day. Used to love going in that thing. Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Licorice Day.
As long
today.
As it's not the black licorice.
Exactly. Black licorice, you either love or hate. Only Child Day, Day of Silence, Dive Bar Day, Wear a Star Day, and Walk on Your Wild Side Day.
Huh.
You have a birthday and a special event? Tell us when yours is. We'll celebrate. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, we brought you a story in news about yet another website that's very curious in its nature, but I guess it's a way that people, in this day and age, people feel a way, they need a way to expiate their guilt sometimes in an anonymous way. It's just a sort of a confessional online because it's in the form of voice messages.
Or we're just voyeuristic. I mean, there's that day and time when, you know, you had to listen to the beep and you could record a message and people, maybe it's a nostalgia thing.
Yeah. So there's literally a website called afterthebeep.tel and there's a phone number to call, which is 1-HI-BOOP-BEEP. Spell that out.
H-I or H-I-G-A?
H-I.
Okay.
Boop, beep. And then people literally leave messages.
Right.
And right at the very top.
And other people can go back in and listen to these random messages.
And for example, right at the very top, the message, the memo just says, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of them.
I am so sorry that things played out the way that they did, period. I never meant to cause you to lose your job, period. One of these days, everything will work itself out, period.
So somebody caused somebody to lose their job and they're apologizing and I can't quite make out the name.
Was it Miriam?
Miriam? Or anyway. But then there's just random stuff like this. The theme from My Dream of Jeannie. So
why don't we call up and tell everybody to listen to our podcast?
I think we can. We can just go on and leave a message like this one.
Hello.
Yeah. People just saying hello. There's any number of things they can say on here. It's an amazing...
Although, I think they're missing the main thing. There has to be a beep first.
There does. But you can leave one on our message, and we don't have to go to a website.
Right.
Leave it on our voicemail messages, which is 888-922-7234.
Beep.
How you doing?
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show, continuing and ending this week's theme. A couple days we missed, but this week's theme has been all about bodily functions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because you can go back and actually look at the list of words that we've provided on our website, which is Ashley Brad Radio.
Since the first time you did it, the very first one.
Oh, yeah. But I also keep my own personal, like, what day do we unveil these words?
Okay.
Just so I know. And it was exactly a year ago this day that we brought you the word sternutation. So maybe it's something about April and bodily functions that go well together. But sternutation, I guess, kind of set it off years ago. It just means sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
But this week's words have been glutition, which was yesterday, swallowing, pandiculation, stretching after waking, eructation, which is belching or burping,
mm-hmm.
Friday's was nictitation, and today's, this Friday's word, is diaphoresis. Diaphoresis.
Diaphoresis.
Yeah, is your word for today. Go ahead and try and spell that. Noun, and we'll discuss it.
It's bodily function. Probably Latin in origin of some type, yeah, but I don't know.
It is, of course.
Okay, diaphoresis.
Is, a couple of misplaced letters, but that's okay. diaphoresis.
Oh, I really thought there'd be a trick Y in there.
Yeah, diaphoresis.
Diaphoresis.
It just means perspiration. Now, medically, it actually refers to a medicine that can cause perspiration as a side effect, but it just actually comes from the Latin to dissipate by perspiration. So, closing the circle on a lot of these bodily functions, eructation, sternutation, hachu, there's flatus, there's any number of these great words.
There's a lot of bodily functions out there.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks to one of our listeners, I'm going to purposefully keep her name anonymous, as an anonymous listener, because she says, unfortunately, her supervisor is the type of guy who's only good with a suggestion, even if he asks for it, if it benefits him.
Oh, I know people like that.
So even if the suggestions the employees make are to help each other and the coworkers, it doesn't seem to matter, sadly.
Yeah, unless he benefits.
So perhaps if he's listening to the show, we don't want to get her in trouble for it. But anyway, that was one of our listeners who said that. And Wayne, the best graduation gift? Bags packed and an open bus ticket with a nice card that reads, I've done my job. Good luck.
I can't miss you if you don't leave.
That's right.
Wow.
Launching is what you're trying to do. Anyway, thanks for everybody getting in touch, innominate or otherwise. 888-922-7234 is that phone number. Here is a spot of news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, if you had your druthers and you were a workout type person, do you prefer to do it first thing in the morning, get up and get that done? Or do you prefer to wait until after work?
It used to be once upon a time in my bachelor days, I'd work out like at 1 in the morning.
You find those places midnight, that are open all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have the place to myself. 24-hour gym. Ugh. Used to love that.
But now?
When you say workout.
That's what I'm really right.
I've not touched a weight in a great while.
Okay. Well, according to this new study, the best time to exercise is at night.
Okay.
They found that people who spent a little time each evening getting their blood pumping reduced their risk of death from any cause by a staggering 61%.
Wow.
Compared to a 33% lower risk for morning exercisers.
Okay. So I was on to something then.
I don't know if that's...
You
morning?
Said nighttime.
Well,
is it,
but
that's
one
definitely,
in the morning.
That's
I don't
nighttime.
Know. I don't know. So they said it doesn't even have to be intense. Some brisk walking, some cycling, maybe playing some sports outside. It all does the
trick. Maybe you could play the growingest sport in the
world.
You
know what?
Pickleball.
Fight me. Walmart is issuing a recall of 52,000 Mainstays electric mini choppers after discovering a potential laceration hazard. The megastore said that the blade can run unexpectedly while assembling it, before it's even ready to go. Consumers, they said, should immediately stop using it. Contact Walmart for a refund, or you can bring it into the nearest store as well. Uh-huh. So Scrabble, one of your favorite games growing up as a kid.
Absolutely.
Is shaking it up with a new board.
New board? What?
Well, the iconic game challenged players for over 75 years. And I do remember when they got the Lazy Susan board.
That was huge.
Genius.
That was groundbreaking.
In fact, like Rummy Cube, there's a bunch of things that should get a rotating board. But this new one has a double-sided board. It offers players more inclusive experiences like team challenges and helper cards to navigate some tricky word puzzles. Mm. Scrabble. It's called Scrabble Together. Currently, it's only available in Europe, though.
Okay.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time with us, Ashley and Brad, and you get to play along and perhaps give it your best guess as you try and discern...
What year was it?
Yep, I'm going to play three audio clues, and you must tell me in which year all three of these events took place. Okay. As always, we start with what was playing on the radio. This was a tune...
In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground. Tom Petty and a...
Whoa! And I love the fact that the University of Florida has now used this in their football games, third quarter.
And there's a whole new Tom Petty tribute album, too.
Oh, that's awesome. And also, this was in the movie theaters this year.
Vicki Vale.
Bruce Wayne.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm Batman.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Which Batman, though?
That is exactly for you to figure out. And finally, this was in the headlines in this year.
As she left the courthouse tonight, a few people wished Leona Helmsley well. It wasn't so pleasant for her in the courtroom today as she faced yet another fired employee.
Yes.
The queen of mean.
Leona Helmsley was on trial in this year, so you must tell me in what year all three of these events took place.
Will you tell me who the Batman was, who the actor was? Because there's so many.
I can't do that.
You can't? You can.
From the clip, you can be able to tell that.
I can?
Listen again.
Vicki Vale.
Bruce Wayne.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm Batman. Wait till they get a load of me.
Oh, that's not
George Clooney, is it?
I can't tell you these things. You have to tell me what year it was based on these clues.
Okay. So Leona Helmsley, I want to say that was 80s, probably late 80s.
Okay. So let's get a year.
And gosh, the Tom Petty song.
I won't back down. Tom Petty. Batman.
That's later
movie theaters.
Too. I'm going to say like 1980, because I just don't know which Batman that was.
1988
yes?
is
just a bit outside.
Am I early or am I late?
You'll have to make a decision.
87
is you're going the wrong way.
89
is correct. 1989.
And
all
so,
three.
Was that Clooney?
No,
it's not Clooney.
That's the first Batman, Michael Keaton.
That's the very first Batman was Michael Keaton?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the modern era, yeah. I mean, they had
the movies.
Yeah, but the movies, right, Michael Keaton was the first. And then Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down and Leona Helmsley on trial. And that is how you play...
What year was it?
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it's Ashley. It's Brad. Just a couple of people who graduated college with a piece of paper and a degree,
right.
4 years of book learning.
What did it get us?
Wound up in a career behind a microphone. Now, truth be told, this little humble job of ours, it ranked several times on the world's worst occupation list.
And not just lower on that list, like in the top five or 10.
It was number 7 solidly for a good run. And I'm not sure times have changed much for the disc jockey role. So, but, you know, look, that's what I wanted to do as a kid. I listened to the radio. I was entranced with music. I was like, I want to be in that business somehow. Somewhere.
I mean, who didn't sit there and listen to Shadow Stevens or Casey Kasem and be like, that's awesome.
So there are jobs that people envy.
Well, ours isn't one of them. we're also not on this list.
It was for me, but for the most part, not one of the jobs people envy.
No, they came up with, this is America specific.
Okay.
America's most envied jobs.
Oh, all right.
And this is interesting.
Celebrity, sports figure, that kind of stuff, or specific jobs?
Specific jobs. And this is interesting because I have a friend whose husband does this for a living, and she didn't realize that it could be done as a living, and he's provided a very lovely life.
Okay.
Video game developer.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Because she was like, you want to do what for a living? Because he works, he's a rocket scientist, actually, by degree and by what he's done for the last 20 years. And he's like, you know what? I think I want to do this.
Yeah.
And it's been phenomenal
it's
for them.
It's a billions-dollar business.
Woo!
Yeah.
Craft brewer. So if you're interested in maybe, and also doing things with a vineyard manager, wine. So wine and beer is a big thing.
Okay. Are these numbered? Are these specifically in the top 10? Or
these are in the top 10. I'll give you the top 3.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Even though social media influencer is 7 on the list. I was going to bypass that one.
Oh, boy.
But in the top 3.
Yeah.
And you kind of did that. Well, no, you didn't, because I just realized you were a tour guide on the tram at Universal, right?
I sure was. Okay. And over on the driver's side, you'll see from the film Ten Commandments.
This is adventure tour guide. I don't think that's the same. I think this is like...
Oh, we went on an adventure. Are you kidding? We went through the Red Sea. We went on an earthquake.
I think this is like the pink Jeep tour guy.
I see.
But... Uh-huh. But tour guide, so you maybe on a secondary way.
All right.
Number 2. Oh, I would love this job. Yeah. Don't know how to do it. Chocolatier.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
making
that
chocolate.
Would be so, but exquisite.
But the number one most envied job.
Yes,
in America.
My friend Scott did this until his death. Actually, he worked for the Audubon Society as a wildlife photographer. The number one envied job. Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Out in the wild, taking pictures.
Taking pictures of all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
So are any of these on your guys' list, or
is disc jockey still squarely in that mix?
Ashley and Brad.
With apologies to the following children, he said here on the Ashley and Brad Show, we're going to talk about baby names. I'm specifically referencing any kid's name that ends in the rhyming Aiden sound.
Uh-huh.
Aiden, Caden, Jaden, Layden, Maiden. Yeah. There's tons of Bradens. And anyway.
They had a hot minute in the sunshine.
Oh, they sure did. But like Britney's in the 90s. There was a bunch of those, too.
Right. So. And so it's changing. They say it's kind of a cyclical 100-year thing.
Always.
So
always.
We're in 2024. So they're hearkening back to 1924.
Okay.
And they said, at least according to KidSpot, these could be super popular.
100 years hence or 100 years ago? Which way?
These were from 1924. So these are the ones you might be seeing because we're now in 2024.
Yeah.
So in an effort to not be like anybody else, there could be Mildreds on the list this year. Ruths, Margarets, and in the top three, Helen, Dorothy, and Mary is number one.
Wow.
For the women's list.
Mary's been around for a long time.
On the guys' list, there's Donald and George's.
Okay. There's got to be a Joseph and a David
Edward.
In there somewhere.
So I was actually shocked there's no David in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
But the top three for the guys?
Yes.
William.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if that's like any variation, like a Bill or a Billy or any of that kind of stuff, or if it's just William.
Mm-hmm.
John is number two.
Hard to go wrong with that.
And the number one for the boys' list?
Yes.
Robert.
Okay.
That was number one in 1924, and they said it's probably going to make a huge comeback in the next year.
Okay.
Ashley and Brad.
I'll fascinate you and beguile you with great tales of home networking issues that I have faced just yesterday.
Who hasn't?
Oh, boy. So I've got, all right, here's the tale of the tape. Yesterday I was messing with my router, and you can go on, of course, and find out what's attached to the wireless networks.
Okay.
30 different devices in my home share.
Are they all current?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, because you could have had a device that maybe you changed or whatever.
No, but that's current.
That's pulling on a lot of broadband, dude.
Right. It sure is.
Wow.
30 different devices, televisions and smartphones and tablets and computers. And
wow.
You name, I mean, everything is connected. The digital devices, as soon as you say their name, they leap into life. Geneva?
Yes.
Are you hooked up to the internet?
You are correct.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff.
Average, you think the average home has about 30 devices?
That's a lot. For a family of four, that's probably about standard. But,
no wonder stuff is slow.
But it's still remarkably fast. Right now, I'm at 300 megabits per second on this machine. So
okay.
Anyway, all that to say, there's still prices that are hidden deep within your bill.
Fine print, I believe.
You think that you're like, oh, I'm sure that's included. No, it's not.
No,
but
it's an upcharge.
Is it ever? There's now a rule that says, can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Yeah, it's a groundbreaking decision. The FCC mandated that internet service providers, and I'm assuming that means all of them, must now display kind of like nutrition facts on their broadband packages, mm-hmm. kind of like what you'd see on the food products on the side. It'll say, you know, exactly what it includes.
Right.
And they are designed to provide consumers with clear information on the prices and the data allowances, the speeds, both home and mobile. So it should be easier to read.
Okay.
Well, Popeyes is testing a new signature hot crispy sandwich at select locations in the U.S. It features an all-new signature hot sauce that is both spicy and sweet, as well as barrel-cured pickle slices. There's also a bacon and cheese version of the new sandwich that's topped with bacon and Havarti cheese. Oh, I love Havarti. That's like my favorite.
All right.
So LeVar Burton may not have secured the coveted Jeopardy hosting gig, but that's not slowing him down. He is now set to take the helm of his own trivia game show.
Hmm.
He is stepping into the spotlight as the host and executive producer of the new game show inspired by Trivial Pursuit. Set to air on the CW.
Now, stop
so
there.
Good.
No. I will give you whatever money is in my pocket right now if you can tell me the name of his character from Star Trek. This is one of those evergreen questions I've asked you for years.
Is he the one that wore the banana clip on his eyes?
Yes. Can you tell me the name of that character from that show that ran for many, many years? And you even say you're a fan of LeVar Burton.
Right, but not when he's playing in Star Trek or Star Wars.
It was Star Trek, thank you. And his character.
Is that Data? Was he Data?
No. I have literally asked you this same question for years, and you still never remember.
In my brain, I thought it was Data, and so that in my brain, that's what I'm always that's going to be my go-to answer. And
no,
I know it's wrong.
Brent Spiner played Lieutenant Data.
Okay,
this was Geordi LaForge.
Yes,
Geordi
LaForge. I'm never going to remember.
You're not,
ever.
And I'll keep asking the question.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. There was a time, we already mentioned two board games in the course of this show today in our conversations that revolutionized me personally with game playing. First of all, was Scrabble. My grandparents taught us how to play Scrabble, and perhaps that's why I love words and crossword puzzles and
probably.
We also played croquet, but that's not the board game I was talking about.
That was fun, too. I liked that game.
And then came along Trivial Pursuit.
Loved that
game.
In
the late 70s, early 80s, and then everybody was playing Trivial Pursuit. And this finally was a game that was tailor-made for my trivial knowledge.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because we just talked about LeVar Burton getting his own trivia game, which is a Trivial Pursuit game that's going to be airing soon.
Yeah.
And funny that you mentioned Scrabble, because the reason Trivial Pursuit was even invented was because a bunch of friends had gathered one night in Niagara-on-the-Lake in Ontario to play Scrabble, and they couldn't find the game. It went missing. And so they were like, well, we got to figure out something else. And that's so they invented this game. That's how it came up.
So just started asking each other trivia questions.
I guess.
Okay. What I did in sixth grade with my friend Steve.
And had you just thought it out a little bit more, you could have been the inventor of Trivial Pursuit.
Could have been.
And I thought, what are some great inventions from like around the world, you know, since like the beginning of time? I mean, like we know the wheel was invented,
Not just from Canada. Is what you're
not
saying.
Just. I mean, I know there was a bunch of stuff from Canada.
Yeah.
Like IMAX.
Okay.
And the pacemaker. And the goalie mask.
I know the goalie mask. That's so enough! I'm tired of taking pucks to the face.
I have none of my original teeth.
Maybe the answering machine I thought was a Canadian. Maybe it wasn't. Okay. Let's hear more.
You know what might have been? I'm not sure. But this list, there's a ton of things. But okay, so just the number one. So the transistor was Austria-Hungary. They say that was their most successful, the best thing they ever came out of there.
Right.
The Netherlands, their number one invention and contribution to the world. The microscope. France says theirs was the adding machine. The United Kingdom, the postage stamp.
Wow.
Germany, the printing press. Japan, the CD-ROM.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of surprised at the USA saying that this is their number one contribution. I would have thought
there's any number of things that we've produced.
That's what I would like run into the. But the number one thing that
the
I guess
personal
we're known,
computer. I mean, on and
so
on it
many.
Goes.
There's so many
smartphone.
The charge card, credit card came from us.
Okay,
which, listen, that's 19 on the list. But
no.
The number one thing that we're known for.
Yeah.
The steamboat.
Oh, well, certainly it revolutionized the world at the time.
I'm sure that has to be it, because there's so many other phenomenal things on this list.
No Edison light bulb or anything like that on here? I mean, there's a lot of things we've produced.
Oh, yeah, but that's kind of actually more down on the list.
How about radio and the frequency modulated band,
everybody? Radio transmission number 10 on the list.
All right.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program, and you can play along, because sometimes you can know a song so well that you can know it backwards and forwards. That's the notion of this game, where we've got some very popular songs from Once Upon a Time, and you just have to tell me what they are.
Ooh, from Once Upon a Time. So these like 60s songs?
No, I'm going to say these are 1980s songs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's give these a crack. Just tell me what song this is. I need title.
Title.
Title. You're always
so not
about,
the artist.
I know the song, but yet you don't know the song.
Doesn't mean I know the name of everything.
So let's hear the title of this song. Mm-hmm. Pretty identifiable.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need it again.
It's very similar to its forward.
It is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The
that
tune
just doesn't sound familiar to
the
me.
The tune is almost there.
Is that Flock of Seagulls?
Yes.
Is it Iran?
Yes, it is, Ashley. See? They'll come to you.
That was hard.
They're very recognizable. How about this song?
Yeah. Lionel Richie?
Not Lionel Richie, no. No.
Oh, Celebrate. It sounded like dancing on the ceiling for a second.
Exactly correct. Celebrate. Cool in the Gang. Yep. How about this song?
Oh, The Police. That's is that Every Breath You Take? I'll be.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Every Breath You Take. Look at this. So you're doing well with this.
A little redemption today.
Okay. All right, Sting, that's enough. And then finally, let's try this one.
I'm telling him you did that. I know that's Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, of course it is.
Born to Run? Wait, hold on. Born in the USA. Born in the USA.
Of course it's Born. It's so identifiable.
Yeah.
Yeah, still.
So good.
Okay. So, not bad after a slower start, but you got them all.
See?
Nice.
Ashley and Brad.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to eulogize our careers, actually.
Right? No, listen, they've been dead for a long time, these careers.
No. We've been doing just fine here on the radio. But there's an art form to writing the perfect obituary.
Yeah.
I mean, you could string and rattle off a whole bunch of your accomplishments, but really, we're more than the sum total of our parts.
Well, do you want to write your own, or do you want to have somebody write it for you?
You could go to the internet and have AI start writing your obituary for
that's
you.
That's funny.
If you'd like.
I'm sure you could.
I think I'll probably craft something of my own.
Okay.
I think my father did that before. He tied his own. He wrote his own. But anyway, if you were to surmise yourself in short or fewer words.
Yeah, just a couple of, like three, four words.
Boy, how do you do that?
Like, there was a 92-year-old guy in Sweden, and he wanted to write his own.
Okay.
And he said, I am dead. That's all he put. Just three
Succinct,
words.
To the point.
And if you are appearing in the obituary column, I would imagine that's
Safe
assumption.
Mel Blanc, the famous voice artist, his says, that's all, folks.
Yeah.
So that's three words.
Oh, that's interesting.
Jack Lemmons says, Jack Lemmon in ... and that's it, as if his credits... This is his final credit. So there's some humorous ones, I think, that are out there.
We wouldn't have enough to say Caller 9 wins Foghat ticket.
No.
That's too many, so
but,
I don't know.
Let's see. Three or four words?
Three or four.
How about Legacy Through the Airwaves? That's four.
There you go.
There's one.
So what would your guys' be? If you had three or four words and you were going to write your own.
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Quint, for clarifying one of his texts about the garage sale.
An item he bought or wanted to buy?
He was affirming something about don't buy a firearm at a garage sale.
Well, you never know where it's been.
And he clarified a little bit more about that. And also, Mike is appreciative for going out on a vacation to see the coastline. And he was admiring the beauty out there. Why travel anywhere else when there's so much to see there?
Yeah, America's got a lot of beautiful places to offer. You don't have to go to Europe, kids.
Yeah, and he was also saying if you take a lot of pictures, that's a vacation. Vacation's an escape. A trip is an adventure. Big difference.
Oh, that's true, too.
His clarification.
It's about perception.
It sure is. And perspective. So thanks, everybody, for chiming in at 888-922-7234. Here's some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
So if you had to pick the best time to exercise and work out, first thing in the morning?
No.
Right before you go to bed?
Oh, I hate working out first thing. It was always late at night.
Yeah.
Like before bedtime, even. I would work up a nice sweat, shower, and go to bed.
And then just go to bed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Your heart's all pumping. Well, here's the thing. That's probably the best thing you could be doing for your health, because according to a new study, the best time is at night. Researchers found people who spend a little bit of time in the evening, not even a lot, getting their blood pumping, reduced their risk of death from any cause by a staggering 61%.
Wow.
Compared to a 33% lower risk for morning exercisers.
Huh.
And they said it doesn't have to be something high intensity. A brisk walk, some cycling, maybe play sports, throw a ball with the boys. There you go.
Okay.
So Walmart has issued a recall of just about 52,000 Mainstays electric mini choppers after discovering a potential for lacerations. The megastore noted that the chopper's blade can run unexpectedly while assembling it, so clearly it's not safe to use. Okay. Buyers have the option of bringing it into the store or contacting Walmart via online. So Margot Robbie, obviously very popular after the Barbie movie. Well, now she's been tapped to produce a live-action adaptation of the iconic board game Monopoly. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, along with Hasbro Entertainment, the backers of Monopoly, are also going to be producing. No plot details or casting. Haven't even announced if she's going to be starring.
Okay.
That's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Let's talk about your stress levels here on the Ashley and Brad Show.
Whoop!
Oh, wow, yeah. Here's Ashley's stress level on any given day. So, there's actually some bad stress, and then there's actually some good stress.
Well,
I mean, good to a point.
I guess. You're paying for groceries, that's a little stressful.
Okay, since you brought it up, let me just take a moment to talk about stress. The boys after school, I picked them up and they wanted a little snack, which I'm like, okay, fine, some burgers. I got them two burgers,
okay,
two plain meat and bun burgers.
Okay.
And I said a large drink that we'll all share.
One large drink, two burgers.
Yep, $20.
What?
$20.
Where are you going to buy stuff?
I pull up to the... like, okay, whatever. It's prices. I pull up, and I'm not kidding you. She hands me a drink. Now, in your mind, close your eyes. Tell me what a large-sized drink looks like.
Well, I know the large drink doesn't usually fit in my cup holder in my car.
Right. It's got little tapered bottom, and then it balloons up into the... No, not this one. They handed me the drink. It's the classic, in your mind, what a medium is. And I said,
did you say
this is a large? They said, mm-hmm.
Oh, they're downsized.
And I said, this is shrinkflation, boys. Loudly and proudly in front of this employee.
Not
that she has it. Of course it's not. But I'm saying this is what shrinkflation is.
Of course it is.
Twice as much for half as much.
Ouch.
Ouch. All that to say.
I would keep going through the drive-thru getting refills all day long.
Will. That is stressful. The prices these days, stressful.
Okay, so it's interesting because they said there is an upside to stress. And I do remember my mother always said, find the silver lining. There's always, always something positive to take out of it. And in fact, that's the first thing on this list. Instead of avoiding it, because it's going to happen in far lots of different forms, they said lean into it with a positive mindset. So it's about your perspective. Instead of viewing it as a threat, view it as an opportunity for growth.
Oh, I could have leaned into it more with that fast food employee if I wanted to.
Well, listen.
And another thing.
I think you left
let me tell you something, brother.
I think you left your soapbox here in the studio.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley Brad Show. It's so fitting because we had talked just, I don't know, a couple of breaks ago about if you could possibly create a 3 or 4 word obituary, what would it be?
Right.
Here's a game that's going to dovetail perfectly into that.
Nice.
In 3 words, I'm going to describe certain celebrities and you have to tell me who they are. I'm not saying these would be their obituaries.
Okay.
But you have to tell me who these people are just based on 3 words.
Okay.
Toy, spaceman, infinity.
That wasn't Tom Hanks.
No. I mean, or it's the character or the celebrity. It could be either, but Toy, Spaceman, Infinity.
Buzz Lightyear, and I thought it was Tom Hanks, but I guess. No, he was the other one. He was Woody.
He was Woody.
Who played the other?
I would love for you to tell me, since now you brought it up. I'd love for you to tell me. I know the answer, but
it's
I'd love.
It's not Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger is in every Pixar film, but it's not Ratzenberger.
To Infinity.
You shouldn't have to think
Tim Allen?
Yes,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, Tim Allen. Okay, I knew that. My kids are grown. I haven't watched that movie in years.
All right. Superman, horse, accident.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, see? These words are so perfect for each of these celebrities. Street, magician, Brooklyn.
David Copperfield?
Not Copperfield. First name is correct.
David.
Who did all the... Come on.
Blaine?
Yes.
David Blaine?
David Blaine. There you go. Rockin' Eve Bandstand.
Well, this could... Oh, because you said Bandstand, so it's Dick Clark.
Yes, it is. Jamaica... Sprinter, Lightning.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah. These are so perfect.
Yeah.
I love this one. It's so funny. Saxophone, hair, initial.
Kenny G, baby. And I didn't think it was a saxophone. I thought it was a... What did it play?
It's an alto sax. Here's another. Okay. Again, this could be an obituary. Fitness, sweating, oldies.
Simmons.
That's right. Richard Simmons. And finally, we'll end with this is another good one. Friends, Scream, Springsteen.
Friends, yeah. Scream, uh-huh. Like the movie.
Right.
And, so it's Courtney Cox.
Exactly.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you tidbits of information that take place on this 12th day of April, this Friday. It's National Gardening Day.
Yeah,
today,
when was the
Ashley?
Last time you went into the garden and plant? Well, you planted peppers like
we planted a while ago, but I love to just sit outside now with the sun and just it's a good place to be on the patio. And this is from my son's birthday, March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, till late April, it is idyllic in our backyard.
Just to sit and look. But are you gardening? Are you doing anything? Or you're just sitting there like Papaw?
No, it's just sitting, just enjoying the world around me.
I did gardening the other day. Well, okay. I don't know if it was gardening. I got a beautiful hydrangea plant from as a gift.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's just going to die if I leave it in the thing. So I thought, I should put it in the yard. And I went to the home store and I got the little scrapey thing and I dug a little hole and I put it in the
Look at you.
I don't know that that's gardening.
Let's check in 3 months from now and see how that hydrangea is doing.
But they said this is a time to pick up a shovel and plant some seeds.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can have your own homegrown bounty. Speaking of expenses at the grocery store,
tell
you
me about it.
Grow your own stuff.
Can I grow hamburgers? In the backyard for the boys?
I think so. Man. There's probably a YouTube or a TikTok on it. Mm-hmm. Forest gardening, which was a forest-based food production system, is known to be the oldest form of gardening going back millennia.
A couple of years.
Yeah. That was like the prehistoric times. And then it kind of declined a lot during the Middle Ages. I guess, you know, gladiators, they were busy, you know, fighting one another. I don't know. But then it became really popular again during the Elizabethan times.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know much about it, you want to learn, maybe you can join a gardening club. Or conversely, if you do know a lot, maybe you could teach some friends and neighbors about growing your own food and produce.
Ashley and Brad.